The disease seals that began appearing along the North Slope last summer and were found in the Bering Strait and YK Delta in October have suffered from a range of symptoms. Scientists are still working to figure out what's causing the illness. KNOM's Matthew Smith has this update.
In addition to skin sores, lesions, lethargy, and unusually docile behavior, hair loss has been the most common sign of sickness. It's now known that the mottled fur isn't from the seals losing their hair. Rather, they are simply failing to grow new hair.
Seals grow their new coat during the summer months, so June, July. And when they grow their new coat, they push out the old hair. And in the late spring, right before they molt, you can see that the seal hair is bleached, it's old, it's just not in very good condition. These seals that have this sickness, the new hair growth didn't occur.
That's Gay Sheffield with the Marine Advisory Program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks in Nome. She said the lack of new hair growth has been seen before in seals, but only in individuals. The unprecedented number of seals with similar symptoms in Alaska, Russia, Canada, and now Japan has subsistence users looking for answers. Some have voiced concerns that the disease is a result of radiation from Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster in March of last year. The evidence, Sheffield says, doesn't support radiation as the culprit.
There's a preliminary report from the National Marine Fisheries Service that says the radiation is not at unexpected levels. The point is the radiation, it doesn't seem initially that that is going to be the answer.
Sheffield credits the excellent observations and response of coastal communities and subsistence users with first identifying the disease seals. The North Slope Borough responding to hunters' concerns led the investigation and helped compile findings from throughout the state. That caused the NOAA Fisheries Service to declare an unusual mortality event in December, providing more funding for testing and research. Even with the strong community engagement already available, Sheffield says people need to share their observations and, when possible, provide seal carcasses going into the spring season.
For this upcoming spring, really requesting people take photographs with their cell phones, be very descriptive. It's best to have good documentation. If someone has information, it would be great to have them come forth.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service continues to monitor a similar outbreak in walrus populations. Sheffield says traditional and customary safe handling practices have so far been effective in preventing the spread of the disease from seals that have already been harvested. For KNOM in Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.